This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Combat veterans seldom discuss the physical and mental toll their military service has taken on them. That can leave them struggling to cope, especially when family and friends can't relate to what they've been through. A new exhibit at the Derry Center for the Arts hopes to change that. KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo has more.
Colorado is about as far removed from Afghanistan as you can get. But even after coming home from a four-year stint in the infantry, Adam Nilsson says adjusting to life back in the United States has been a challenge.
It sets you aside from everyone else, and it's something most of us carry within and don't really like to talk about.
While it may be hard to talk about his experiences, Nilsson has found another way to cope with his feelings.
And that's why I've really fallen in love again with photography, because I'm able to express things that I don't really like to put into words.
The experience is similar for 60-year-old Vietnam veteran Wayne Williams.
Artwork to me is expressing my deepest feelings, my fears, my encouragement into self, the strong points in myself to keep pulling myself along.
Williams and Nilsson are among a dozen artists participating in Veterans Speak. A year and a half in the making, the commemoration of veterans consists of visual and performing art created by and focused on servicemen and women.
We do not realize the extent of the sacrifice of these men and women who are serving for us.
Mary Horrocks is curator of visual art and education at the Derry Center.
And we wanted to present a very complete menu for our patrons to give them the experience of understanding the world of the veteran better.
That's also Adam Nilsson's hope.
It's important to remember that, you know, we're people too.
Photography was a hobby prior to his war service, but after injuries left him unable to return to his civilian job as a firefighter, he decided to study photography at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
I'm trying to create a way to kind of bridge the gap between some veterans and civilians, and I want to give a voice to those who don't have a voice, especially those we left behind. And I feel I owe it to them to make the most of my life and to make life better for my brothers and sisters who are still here.
Some of the photos on display by Nilsson were taken in Afghanistan. One shows a father pushing his son in a wheelbarrow.
And you can't tell in the photo, but in the background, there's a huge firefight going on. So it's this father fleeing this fight with his son. And it was just one of those poignant moments of humanity that I witnessed over there. And it really touched me.
Identifying what he could contribute through art has been a tougher challenge for Wayne Williams. His creativity was encouraged by a nurse during a stay in the hospital in the 90s. Then suicidal, she presented him with a white hat, a tray of paint, and a simple request.
Just write something on it. And I did. I wrote something. S-O-M-E-T-H-I-N-G. And that was out of rebellion that I did that. And that gal gave me that hat and allowed me to be something.
Williams still has the hat. He says it's a reminder of how far he's come and the things that he has to live for, his wife and sons, fellow veterans, and his art. His recent work, documentary film, centers on World War II veterans. Three of the 100 men he's interviewed will be included in Veterans Speak.
I go back as far as I can remember, they can remember, and I talk them home. I talk them back to today.
For KUNC and Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Veterans Speak is at the Derry Center for the Arts through November 21st. See pictures and find a complete schedule of events at our website, kunc.org.